The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Dolling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Friday episode of the Nate Dolling Show, where I promise far less yelling.
It's Friday.
than we had on Wednesday. Because I didn't put anything to yell about in this show. I think Wednesday's the day that Kareem and I sort of yell at each other. And then Friday we chill out a little bit. Coming up on the show today, you know, people value freedom a lot. We'll show you how modern day patriots are taking over the Capitol. Or tell you about it. CNN redefines what breaking news is, sort of. I'll explain why praying sometimes hurts. A lot more than you'd expect. And find out what people are actually buying from Kanye West concerts. It will blow your mind. It blew my mind.
Buying at or buying from?
From the experience.
That leaves a lot to look into.
It does.
Stick around, listeners.
It's dumber than you can imagine.
Yeah.
It really is. Imagine the dumbest thing you can that someone would sell it as a souvenir from a Kanye West concert.
Yeah.
Okay, keep that in the back of your mind. I will ask you before I tell you, before we go into the story, because I guarantee you won't even be close.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's Friday. What's everybody got going for the weekend? Sam, anything good?
You know, I haven't even gotten to the point where I could think about it because I'm recovering from quite a week.
Of daylight saving time?
Yeah, yeah. F you, daylight saving. We hate you.
Got some time to make up with
some
your girlfriend.
Sleep time, a little girlfriend.
A little backseat time with a girly girl.
Hey, now they got a backseat to have some time in. You know,
just got yourself a car. Does it have a lovely backseat?
It's got a nice backseat, actually. It's not suitable for taller individuals.
Okay,
you know, but it's comfortable leather seats. She and I actually sat back.
Leather seats, you say?
No joke, dude. This is the GT model. This is the higher end model. It's got the dual overhead cam and all this other fancy schmancy stuff.
Sammy P has arrived.
You know, once in a while.
So you can spooge on the seat and just wipe it off.
That's what's up.
Well, I have cloth seats, so I can't do that. But I do have the Zurich shield.
Yeah, you do.
Let's bring it back into the dealer. Go.
So get on the hood.
Hey. The hood. Let's go, hey, there's some sort of weird stain on the back seat.
Get it off.
I need you to Zurich that thing off.
Nice.
It's Switzerland. Stay neutral about it. So you're probably going to chill this weekend.
Definitely planning on chilling.
Mid-month chill. Yeah. Kareem, anything kicking for you this weekend?
It's second Saturday, so I'm going to go.
That's right.
And it'll probably be nice. If it's nice, then yeah, I'll probably go do that.
Yeah.
Do the art walk, and then there's an open mic at the Brick House I might go check out.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with, Kareem mentioned Second Saturday, if you're not from Sacramento, a lot of cities have this around the country. Second Saturday of every month, there is an art walk, or what I like to call a chance for people who don't live in Midtown to come down and loiter and block the way and just generally get in the way. When I moved to Midtown, one of the prerequisites about the apartment that I would rent would be it had to be far enough from the epicenter of Second Saturday that Second Saturday would not impact my life. Because there's like a 10 block radius where if you have like street parking or even off street parking, you can't get to and from where you live.
Yeah.
At a certain point in time, because it's just crazy. But it does have its really good points because there are all the galleries open up and there's shows and you can look at art. And there's even some non-galleries that open up and give people a chance to display stuff. One of my old coworkers did a photography display at a hair salon a couple of years ago. Yeah. So, yeah, anything around Midtown Sacramento, second Saturday of every month, and it really kicks up when the weather starts to warm up.
Right.
So it's a good time. It's something you should go and experience. And we're just coming off the heels of Beer Week, which I like to call Amateur Hour. Jesus, everybody in the fucking way. It's like, Beer Week, I have a beer because it's only available during Beer Week. No, it's not. There's beer all the fucking time. No need of it. Jackholes. Sorry. No, was that out loud?
Sell anything to people.
Oh, my God. And I did not do the beer festival, but it was on Capitol Mall, and it was like $60 to do like tastings of beer. And I'm like, I'm sure it was fun and all, but
$60 worth of beer.
Yeah, and I did.
Same scam as wine tasting.
Well, it's getting to be worse. That sort of thing is worse.
At
because
least wine tasting, there's a little beauty, you know, going on there. Yeah. Hopefully you're at some beautiful vineyard and skies are blue. And
it's so funny. So during the Titlin Circuit, we're outside talking and we're watching all the people over at the
Oak Park Brewing.
Oak Park Brewery. And so I'm with a group of black people and they're just like, I don't get it. It's like, you know, because we don't like beer that like
I know there were no black people in the Oak Park Brewing Company. I was shocked.
We don't like beer like y'all like beer. So they was like, I don't get it. Like, why are all these people over there? And I was like, oh, they drink. I was like, they're over there. They drink that beer the way they do wine tasting. They was like, oh, okay, I get it. So it's like wine tasting.
It's like wine tasting.
So I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. But yeah.
Well, not when you're going to a brew pub and you're actually drinking freshly brewed beer. I mean, that's a little different than wine tasting. That's just going to enjoy a beer. I think we can all sort of appreciate that. But forecast for Saturday in Sacramento, partly cloudy and 80.
80.
Yes. 80 degrees.
Degrees.
Yes. Daylight saving time, bitches. I'm going to be out of town because I somehow managed to do that on second Saturday. This year, it wasn't really planned. My girlfriend is going out of town on business. She's flying out of San Francisco. So we're going to get a hotel room Saturday night over there, and she's flying out on Sunday. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, a little SF trip.
Yeah, just get out of town. And
down by the bay where the watermelons grow.
We'll see what goes on. So last week we were talking to Diana about she should go on the tour of the San Francisco Armory where they do the where they have all the fetish porn filmed.
Right.
The kink.com studios and such. So talking about it, and I said, yeah, you know, oftentimes, and she actually messaged me over the weekend saying, hey, what was the thing with the thing and blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, here it is. And they do have a Groupon. So I sent it to Diana. Here's the thing. I bought the Groupon and I'm going on Saturday.
No way.
Yeah. For the 1 o'clock tour.
Nice.
going to the porn shop at 1 p.m. So we'll see how it goes. And yeah, so here's some Yelp reviews.
Let's hear it.
Pam S. from San Francisco said gave it 5 stars. My ever curious mind and willingness to explore the dirty, smiley face. Okay, disclaimer of the night. Despite how Groupon would describe the deal as it being a military tour and such, it is only by about 10%. This is a porn company tour. Yes, people walk around here naked, engaging in miracles while being filmed. So don't be shocked. Oh, and it's not your typical porn. It's the BDSM type. If you don't know what that is, start Googling. but not at work.
BBSM, Sam doesn't know.
BDSM.
What is that?
You'll have to Google it, but not at work. The place is huge with plenty of sets. We visited a couple, but I feel we didn't really get to see most of them. It was unfortunate that there was no filming the night we came. A friend told me there is no way we will be able to see a live scene in action, but I thought it would be cool to know something is going on in one of those rooms. There's a lot of narration about the armory itself and the porn industry. Very interesting indeed. I'm glad I was on the tour. And here's the other end of the spectrum. Connie K. from Santa Clara did not agree at all. She gave it 1 star. This review is for the studio and building tour. There are lots of opportunities for this tour to be awesome, but it failed. Short. Far short. If it was free, then I would say meets expectations, but it's not free, and I expected them to take more care in crafting a tour that works your imagination. The same way Universal Studios. Okay, their tickets cost way more. Or even Mardi Gras World, around the same price, in New Orleans, uses simple techniques to bring you the image of reality. Imagine the reality of what happens within their walls in the city. Considering Kink is an entertainment company, I expected better. Maybe it's just the tour guide's lackluster attitude, but the flow and organized elements of the tour were falling short as well.
That person
motherfucker
wanted,
thought that through, I guess.
They wanted to participate in the porn.
That's what's going on, probably.
Here's another review. It's a 4-star review from Nina Y from
She's
San
like,
Francisco.
I came through and I did not get spanked. There's something wrong with this tour.
Not one spanking.
She got free tickets. A friend had some free tickets and wanted me to come along for the ride. The text I had gotten was, "Friend, you busy tonight at 8 p.m.? Me, depends on what I'm doing. Haha, not too busy. Friend, been to the army before?" I believe she means armory. Winky face. With that winky face, I knew I was getting myself into something different. I had to look it up. It seemed like a fun Friday activity with friends. Apparently, the armory is a good date place. I swear we were with all couples. The location is really historical, and our tour guide, Dusty, was very knowledgeable about the place. The historical area related to the military there before, but also what goes on in each of the rooms now. At least typically, Dusty works for kink.com. Look that up, but not at work, Sam. was very knowledgeable about the whole thing. She was fun and interactive with us, had us ask questions and take tons of pictures. The sets were very interesting, all BDSM related. Since they cannot change any of the structure of the actual location, they either build out more items or they just use the original architecture, which makes things really cool. Overall, a nice tour. Always interesting to do the very San Franciscan things.
Now, where is the armory located?
It's on Mission Street in San Francisco. Huh. It is a very large building. It used to be a National Guard armory. Okay. So it's called 1800 Mission Street.
Okay.
Huh. You know what Sam's doing this weekend?
Keep my eyes open.
Well, you better make a reservation because they do sell out. But the Groupon,
well, with Groupon, I imagine they would.
Well, the tickets are normally 50 for two people, and with the Groupon, it was 30 for two people. So
nice.
So not too terrible. No more than the cost of tolls going to and fro.
Right.
So yeah, it's that's what they do. And next week, a full report. Of what goes, I'll give you my own Yelp review. The Yelp is what happens after you get spanked. Yelp.
Oh. I know you want to move on, but you just triggered. I have a story about Yelp.
Go ahead.
Real quick.
That's fine.
So I went to a Mexican restaurant in Woodland.
Okay.
Because I was location
because Woodland's
scouting.
And Woodland is full of Mexicans, yes.
Yeah. Well, I was location scouting for a short film and had a girlfriend of mine, and she was helping me. Anyhow, she pulled out her phone because I was freaking starving, and she pulled up Yelp, and she found this. I was like, she's like, "What do you want to eat?" I was like, "I don't know. Is there any good Mexican?" Because I always like Mexican. Anyways, she finds this place. I think it was called, what's homegirl's name? Charo. It's like Charo's Mexican or something. Anyways, the place had fan-fucking-tastic salsa that they make in-house. I even bought some to go. Uh-huh. Like, I bought a bucket of it.
Okay.
The service was outstanding. The location was great. And, you know, I don't use my Yelp app. And this is some Yelp app me and my friend were discussing. I use it more to find places, but I'm not one of those people who Yelps every place I go. And the only time I really Yelp is if the place either blows my fucking mind or pissed me the fuck off.
Now, was it Pupuseria La Chicana?
That might be it. Okay. That might be the place. I mean, the place had an acoustic guitar where there's normally a man playing it. And I asked, "Hey, is someone playing?" He's like, "No, but if you can play, you can." He let me play his goddamn guitar right there in the restaurant. So anyways, dude comes back, mm-hmm. And he's going to give us the check. And I told the dude, "Hey, when we came in here, we're talking about how we don't really Yelp that much. But this place is so awesome. We are going to Yelp as soon as we get out of here."
Mm-hmm.
And he looks completely puzzled. He goes, "Whoop, whoop." And he walks away. This fucker had no clue what Yelp meant. He thought that we're so excited about the place, we're going to make a yelping noise when we walk away.
You know what? He lives a
That's
life.
That's what he thought.
He lives a life of blissful ignorance of Yelp.
Yes, he does. But how do you... You don't have to own, even work in a freaking food service industry and not know what the fuck Yelp is.
Was English his first language?
No, that's certainly not.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't even
Yelp isn't even an English word, let's be real.
He doesn't even give a fuck about Yelp.
Yeah, and bless him for it.
Or the health department or anything like that.
Oh, that salsa was good.
Oh.
So, whoop, whoop.
Yelp. Now, Planet Fitness, the gym I'm a member of but don't go to often enough, they're all over the country, and their slogan is judgment-free zone. It's on the walls everywhere, although most of the people there should be judged for bringing their kids to play Angry Birds while they sit on the recumbent bikes and do nothing. But in a Midland, Michigan County woman gym membership was canceled. Canceled.
That's serious business.
After she refused to stop telling fellow gym members that, quote, a man was using the woman's locker room. Yvette Cormier said the incident occurred at the end of February when she entered the women's locker room at the Planet Fitness in Midland. Said, I was blocked. Let me do the proper voice for her. I was blocked because a man was standing there. It freaked me out because why is a man in there? She said an employee at the front desk told her that the individual identifies as a woman. After taking her complaints to Planet Fitness corporate office, Cormier said that she was told the gym was a no-judgment zone, and they would not tell the individual in question to stay out of the women's locker room. The person has not been identified. The slogan judgment-free zone is used regularly by Planet Fitness. Now, in a statement released by the PR firm for Planet Fitness, it states that members can use the locker room with corresponding with their personal gender identity. Now, Cormier, of course, disagrees with the policy and feels it's a safety issue. According to her, she returned to the gym each day between Monday and Thursday. While there, she said that she told the women in the locker room about the individual she observed in the bathroom the weekend before. Cormier then said she got a call from Planet Fitness's corporate office telling her that she was violating the no judgment policy. That's why I save all my judgment of Planet Fitness for when I'm on the podcast.
That makes sense, yes.
She said that she said they asked if I was going to stop talking to other women in the locker room, and she said she would not. Cormier said the representative told her that she was no longer welcome at the gym.
Wow.
Yay for Planet Fitness.
Here's a statement in full. Planet Fitness is committed to creating a non-intimidating, welcoming environment for our members. Our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use all gym facilities based on their sincere, self-reported gender identity. The manner in which this member expressed her concerns about the policy exhibited behavior that the management at the Midland Club deemed inappropriate and disruptive to other members, which is a violation of the membership agreement, and as a result, her membership was canceled. I feel it's kind of one-sided. I feel like I'm the one who's being punished. That's what Cormier said. She feels Planet Fitness could provide a third locker room for transgendered people. But why? The women's locker room offers private changing stalls, includes bathroom stalls with doors. So, anyway.
So you have the option of going. Yeah, so you have a changing stall that you can go change in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you feel... What was the safety issue?
She's probably afraid that she's so scary sexy that she's going to be raped.
Yeah.
By a person who...
Identifies as a woman.
Identifies as a woman.
Could identify as a lesbian woman.
It could identify as whatever. But here's the thing. There's no door on the Planet Fitness locker room either. You walk around like an S-curve, so you have privacy so people can't see in.
Yeah.
But if there was something happening and you were yelling, someone would hear you rather quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
The other thing is, even in the men's locker room at the Planet Fitness that I go to, which is brand new, it has those changing stalls.
Yeah.
So if you're like super self-conscious about changing at the gym, you have a private stall you can change in. So, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's judgment-free unless you're being a cunt.
Exactly.
And then they go, get out. All right.
Don't want your cuntiness here.
That's right. Hey, you know what I call Ohio?
The Florida of the North?
Exactly. Andrew Dale Markham was featured on the Butler County Sheriff's Office Facebook as wanted for multiple charges. Markham, an unwise man, commented, and I quote, "I ain't tripping, half of them don't even know me." No one quite knows what that meant, but what Markham's comment did do, according to the Cincinnati Inquirer, is send tipsters in droves to the police department to narc on his whereabouts.
Yeah.
The sheriff actually trolled back on Twitter with a photo of a cell saying, "Hey, Andrew Markham, we've got your room ready." Less than 24 hours after the Facebook post, Markham, who's 21, turned himself into police and apparently cried while standing for his mugshot. He was wanted for assault, abduction, domestic violence, and safe cracking. The sheriff then tweeted, "Is it raining outside or is he tearing up? Tough guys sometimes sensitive." So I kind of like Sheriff Jones. He could be my favorite law enforcement guy after Walker Texas Ranger from Butler County, Ohio. So if you're on the Most Wanted Facebook page, don't be a dumbass. But there's the picture of him crying is priceless. It's like reality show crying. And the profile, he's like sucking on his lower lip.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good. So good. All right. So, Sam, I asked you to guess, what are they selling from a Kanye West concert on eBay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's on eBay.
Well, they're selling it on eBay. It's a souvenir from a Kanye West concert. Okay. What is it?
Well, see, this is the issue is I was confused. I thought it was something ridiculous they're selling at the concert.
No, but from the concert.
On eBay from the concert.
Sure.
They were selling a piece of toilet paper that was stuck to the shoe of Kanye West when he came out of the bathroom.
That is a fantastic guess.
That is a great guess.
It's a great guess. It's not even close to right, though.
What do we got?
It's way more ridiculous. It's a bag of air.
Okay. Kanye's fart was the next best guess.
No. This is just air from inside the arena, allegedly. And someone bid $60,000 for it.
Oh, they're just trying to up the price.
I actually went to eBay, and there's far from one. There's several people selling air from the Yeezus tour in big gallon Ziploc bags. It's hilarious.
People will buy it.
Well, if anyone's going to buy it, then hey, God bless them.
Yeah, he's very popular. I'm not quite sure why. The bag was listed with a starting price of $5, and with 3 days to go, was in the middle of a bidding war between a handful of users. The seller has not had to work hard to convince fans to part with their money. Instead, Pennsylvanian eBay user StangDon1 has simply explained that this is Kanye West Yeezus Tour Air for sale. And was acquired after he, quote, held bag open and sealed air in. He has supplied zero evidence to show which concert he was in attendance at. The lucky buyer will receive a zipped bag with the words, Air from Kanye Show, written on it.
This hurts. Ouch. It hurts, actually.
Yeah. One Texan eBay user is selling air from the same tour for $5 on a buy it now option. So apparently Pennsylvania Yeezus Air is worth way more.
You know what? I think we can start a side business doing this and have no guilt. We can write novelty somewhere in there, and people won't care. They're still going to buy it. Like, you've seen bags of, like, unicorn farts, and it's, like, just air, and it's got, like, glitter in it.
Sure.
Yeah.
They sell that at novelty stores for good money, and there's no reason. Hey, if people are paying... Let's start that. It would be stupid not to embark on this endeavor.
This is happening all over. There's a user from California running a business with individual bags numbered 1 to 10 for collectors at a starting price of 99 cents.
Hey, when you add collector's edition to it, exactly. Damn, the price goes up quick.
A seller from New Jersey is offering a bag at a buy it now price of $4,000.
Oh, my God.
Well, New Jersey is right next to Pennsylvania, yep. So... There's that. What nobody is keen to bid on, however, is a bagged fart from Kanye West.
There it is.
Which has a reasonable starting price of just $5.
That should be worth way more.
Written on the bag, flatulence, parenthetical gas, close parenthetical, from Kanye.
That should be out.
Well, you know that's not actually from the tour. That's just some brother sitting at home farting into a bag going, Kanye, white people be so stupid they're going to buy
this. That's fucking hilarious. I think I'm going to be the one doing that.
You know, I'm not a Kanye fan in any way, shape, or form. I'm at a loss.
Yeah.
I would get... Toilet paper stuck to Kanye's shoe.
Right. Yeah.
Air from the arena where Kanye was. No.
You know, you could have gone to the deepest cavern in the earth and put air in a jar and say, this is prehistoric air, and I wouldn't pay money for it. You're going to try and sell me a bag, a fucking Ziploc bag.
Ziploc bag of air.
That's allegedly from a... I don't fucking care. I don't want to smell some preteen's stank.
Sam. I've got a bag of, I've got a box of Ziploc bags over there
yeah.
that I could just wave around, close, and write
right.
Air from Yeezus Tour on yep. it and put it on eBay.
You know?
And I could sell those.
You can sell one site the Yeezus ones and the other ones the Taylor Swift ones. Dude, you'd be banging bucks.
And here's
out,
the best
dude.
Part. You put them in a box and you don't have to. What do you like use packing peanuts to, to protect it? From what? I don't know. But yeah, so they're people. They're goddamn. They're dumb people.
It hurts.
Very dumb people. All
oh
right.
God.
All right. Let's do this now.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right. First up in cool or tool. Not judging. Kareem.
Cool.
Sam.
It's the coolest thing there is.
Every now and then, judging is necessary. I think, but in this case, I'll let it go. Because they did judge her for being a bitch. And they said, you're a judgy bitch. We judge you a judgy bitch. Out.
Yes, there should be an appointed judge for certain circumstances.
It was Judge Judy for a while, but I think she's taking time off. Up next in Cooler Tool, Facebook. Facebook, Sam.
I don't know if we've talked about this. It's cool for networking purposes and staying connected with old pals. But so many people are so... like
had a bad day.
They forgot how to react in normal human interaction,
mm-hmm.
and Facebook and I see that as the majority of how it's used in modern day. And so for that reason, I'm going to be bold and I'm going to say tool. So fuck,
Kareem.
I might have to agree with you. I've been on Twitter more lately than I have Facebook.
Yeah, I like Facebook, but I'm not on it anywhere. Near as much as I was. Yeah. It's like once or twice a day I check in,
yeah.
go, hey, what's going on? Although I did find out a local comedian had his car stolen, and then found out it was because they had broken into his house and stolen his wife's purse.
Wow.
And laptop, thus making it easier to steal the car.
Yeah.
He declared 3 different times that he's poor on Facebook, so
yeah.
there's that. So that sucks.
That sucks a lot. Yeah.
Whoever stole Keith's car, you're a fuckwad.
This
fuckwad.
I'd like to hope that...
And now Keith knows that he lives in Oak Park, not North Oak Park.
Words out.
Slap the North on it all you like, buddy.
You're still in Oak Park.
And being an atheist, he doesn't have anybody to pray to.
Yes, yeah.
Dear God, why did you... Oh, shit.
Yeah, God damn it.
Not to kick him while he's down. I feel bad. I hope somebody spots his car. When he first posted it, it was a 2002 champagne-colored Toyota Corolla.
Oh, there's only 3 billion of those in the
city. I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. So hopefully that all works out well. And, finally in cooler tool. Selling bags of air. Kareem?
It's cool if you can get away with it.
So? Yeah.
It's the most toolish thing you can do, but it's cool if you're the entrepreneur and you get away with it. Absolutely.
No. Selling bags of air, cool. Buying them, tool.
Hella tool. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
I would buy it and then I would send it back. I'd be like, this is clearly not Yeezus air.
Yeah.
I brought in a professional Yeezus air evaluator.
Here's what I want. I want somebody who buys the bag of Yeezus air to walk into the pawn shop on Pawn Stars and go, I'd like to sell my bag of Yeezus air.
Where did you find this? It's quite the find. Well, I bought it on eBay.
Get
the fuck out of my
store. Do you have any documentation to prove this is Yeezus air?
I have a screen capture from
it says right here on the bag, air,
Marky,
air from Yeezus. Yeah, but dude, that's just a marker on a bag. I can go in the back and do that. Yep, but I paid $5,000 for this. What are
that's
you?
Because you're an idiot. Let me put that straight. You're a tool.
Or they could go into Hardcore Pawn, American Jewelry and Loan in Detroit, where they'd go, I want $5,000 for this bag of Yeezus air. They'd be like, we're not going to give you anything for it. I want my $5,000. And then a very large black man escorts them out.
I never saw that episode.
That's every episode.
That's every episode.
Every episode. Somebody comes in, yells at them.
Yeah.
And the very large African-American gentleman escorts them out and says, as he's pushing them out, this dude's like 6'8 at least.
Damn.
And like 350. And he just pushing. He's like, y'all have a good day now. Have a good day now. Have a good day now. Yeah, have a good day now. When you're that big, you can just push people out. Hey, yeah. Have a good day now. All right. So... Do you guys remember a little while ago, Nancy Grace and 2 Chainz had a debate over marijuana?
Yes.
There's apparently a little more going on. They can't get the two of them apart. Over at GQ, 2 Chainz has a new web series called Most Expensive as Shit.
I'm not even sure.
It's Most Expensive as Shit.
Do you think that this weed is good enough for your papers?
Most certainly do.
I wish y'all can smell. Don't they got Apple TVs? Don't let y'all smell? You don't know what the fuck you're missing. What's up, world? It's your player partner checking in. 2 Chainz, and you know me. I'm flamboyant. I like the fancy things. And I'm always craving for something more. This is the new season of the Most Expensive as Shit. Let's get into it.
Okay, there's been more than one season.
That's the most expensive as shit.
Because apparently this won't fly on MTV anymore. So Rolling Stone wanted to know about this. What's going on? See, he went in. He's got $5,000 toothbrushes, a $15,000 bulletproof church suit. Because as Kareem knows, it's important to have a bulletproof church suit.
Yeah, you never when you're going to get rolled up on it.
Someone's trying to take all the offering plate.
And for
give me all the money you got in the offering plate.
For the second season debut, which you just heard a little bit of, he smoked a blunt made of 24-karat gold rolling papers with the help of a celebrity weed doctor named Dr. Dina. See, she cracked open some pot called Loud that sells for around $800 an ounce.
Damn.
Yeah.
How do you burn gold paper?
It apparently just sort of flakes away.
Okay.
Yeah. So Rolling Stone, wanting to know more about this, and who can blame them, called 2 Chainz boo Nancy Grace for comment. And here's what she said. $800 for an ounce of Loud? Really, that alone should be a felony. The 24-karat gold paper is definitely an aggravating circumstance. The caviar of joints? For someone as smart and educated as 2 Chainz, this video is even more ironic. 2 Chainz won't allow his children to have caffeine, not even a soda. P.S. I don't either. Wait until his children spot this video on the internet. Explain that, Daddy. What is going on?
They're getting close.
They are now tied.
They're talking about their children raising their own kids.
They've clearly had talks about their children with
right.
each other.
Yeah.
Nancy Grace and 2 Chainz. Not since... Who was it that Martha Stewart... Was it Martha Stewart and Diddy that were having some weird sort of thing? Like he was on her show a bunch of times.
I think it was Snoop.
Was it Snoop? I thought it was Diddy. Either way.
Snoop's been up there a lot.
I don't know, but it's not since that. But I mean, Martha at least went to prison. Martha's done some hard time.
That's true. She's gangster now.
She is. So now 2 Chainz is hitched to Nancy Grace and vice versa. I don't know who that's good or bad for. That would be a good one to vote on.
Yeah.
Who works out better? Who's the one trading up in that relationship? Is it 2 Chainz or Nancy Grace? Or is it just a weird symbiotic relationship,
right.
like a rhino and an oxpecker, where the oxpecker gets to be safe on the back of the rhino,
right.
and the rhino gets all the mites eaten off of its skin by the oxpecker bird?
Yeah, I think that might be one of those. Yeah.
Which one?
I couldn't hear. That's the most beautiful thing. Really, I think you've actually made me appreciate the Nancy Grace 2 Chainz relationship.
Okay.
Sounds beautiful now.
All right. Well, we have a decision now. A New Jersey man cannot collect damages for burns that he suffered while bowing his head to pray over a sizzling steak fajita skillet.
Oh, no!
That's right. Hiram Jimenez visited Applebee's with his brother, ordered a steak fajita, which was served in a sizzling skillet, as they are. The waitress allegedly did not warn him that the dish was hot. I don't know why you need a warning that dish is hot, because
you can hear that shit.
And heat radiates off it because it's a skillet.
They tell you when they bring you it.
They normally.
He claimed they didn't.
Yeah,
but it got thrown out, so he's getting nothing. Back in March of 2010, he visited the restaurant with his brother, ordered that steak fajita, and she allegedly didn't warn him. After he got the food, Jimenez and his brother decided to pray, By the way, you don't need to pray for the food you get at Applebee's. It's not that good. So Jimenez bowed his head close to the table. As he was praying, he claimed he heard a loud sizzling noise followed by a grease pop and felt the burning sensation in his left eye and on his face.
Oh, no.
Jimenez says he then panicked and knocked the plate of food on his lap, causing more burns.
Okay. Yep, he's an idiot.
So none of the burns left any scarring, records show. He sued in Superior Court, claiming he suffered serious injury after the restaurant negligently gave him hot food. The lower court dismissed the case.
Negligently?
Yes, gave him hot food.
That's they how gave it to him just like they gave it to everyone else.
Exactly. The lower court dismissed the case, finding that the danger posed by a sizzling fajita plate was, quote, open and obvious, and that Jimenez chose to put his face close to it. He appealed, and the appeals panel agreed with the lower court's finding. Here, the danger posed by a plate of sizzling hot food was self-evident. That's according to the two-judge panel. So
like,
it's,
oh, I'm going to stick my dick through a fence with a dog on the other side.
Right. Yeah.
So oh, there, your dog bit my dick.
So there you go. Praying can hurt you. It's
wow.
been it's
a
been,
revelation.
It's been proven, yeah. Especially if you're an idiot.
Yeah.
All right. So CNN, breaking news. The headline, CNN has completely given up on the meaning of breaking news. And this falls in line also with the True Patriots that I told you about. CNN has used breaking news to report that solving the missing MH370 plane could take years, to tell us that the Titanic sunk 102 years ago, among other less than urgent stories. Here's the latest example of breaking news. After Washington, D.C. police banned sledding on Capitol Hill during a snowstorm, CNN sent Joe Johns out into the cold to report on the parents and children who were boldly defying those rules. That's right. New Patriots. And here's the report.
Well, one interesting fact that I think I have to talk to you about is that the sledding situation over here at the Capitol. Sledding is banned at the Capitol for safety and security reasons. The U.S. delegate to the United States Congress, Eleanor Holmes Norton, actually asked for that to be lifted in order for kids to sled. Nothing happened on that. It went viral on Twitter, on Facebook. And then what we got essentially was civil disobedience. Parents and their kids showing up here anyway at the Capitol with their sleds. And I talked to some of the kids about it. They said they thought the ban was ridiculous. Listen.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's not fair.
It's
crazy.
It's crazy.
What did you say?
Because this is mainly a really good hill because there's a lot of packed snow in it. And at the other one, it's just really muddy and it gets muddy really fast, the other hill.
Yeah.
But at this hill, it's kind of really good.
And what do they have to do with...
And on the screen it says, breaking news, kids, families defy sledding ban on Capitol Hill.
Sounds like the premise to a bad 90s movie. Like Blank Check and Disney's First Kid and all those kid power movies. And
these are our new freedom fighters, Sam.
Take the hill, my comrades!
Freedom to sled! Freedom!
In the name of SpongeBob SquarePants, we take this hill!
William Wallace was torn asunder by the British, by the English, because he would not join them and acquiesce. And these children will not give up their right to sled down a hill.
Yeah, motherfuckers, what y'all doing with this hill? What y'all doing, politicians? I'm going to go wrap my sled on it, bitch.
Yeah, the hill's all muddy and shit.
It's all muddy over there.
We'll you
go, go do your politicking on that buddy hill, bitch.
Here's the rest of the story.
This hill, like, why can't we sled on it?
Yeah.
Like, they're doing nothing with the hill.
Yeah.
What are the police going to do about that, quite frankly? I did talk to one police officer who couldn't identify himself because he wasn't supposed to speak for the U.S. Capitol Police, but he said they're not enforcing that ban right now. How could you, Anna?
Yeah. Well, we're all glad.
Okay.
He couldn't identify himself. No, he wouldn't identify
himself.
He's like,
himself. This is the dumbest fucking thing ever. I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah, we're not going to round. I would love to see them round up those kids and bring them into jail for some scared straight
get
time.
Get the SWAT club. Get the SWAT team out
the
there.
The tasers. Get the tasers.
Try again, bitch. I'm wearing my puffy suit.
To be fair, these were white kids. These were not most of the residents of Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's why, huh?
They're the white kids who could afford
right now,
a sled.
White kids are the most of the residents of Washington.
Oh, they've pushed out?
Yeah, I told you that before.
What? Here
black,
and there?
A lot of black people have been pushed out to Maryland. And
That's unfortunate that anyone have to live in Maryland.
Yeah.
It really is.
So all of the... I think there's some projects left, but yeah, most of the black kids have been pushed out.
Oh, well, the whitening of America.
Exactly.
Like Crest white strips. They put them down and they pull them out and it's just white. By the way, if you want to buy Crest white strips or anything else for personal hygiene, you know, your family room, maybe you want to buy a bike rack to put in your kitchen to hold your two bikes up. Yeah. You know where you can do that? All of those in the same place? One shipment? Amazon.com. And if you're going to shop on Amazon anyway, please go through the link on NateDarlingShow.com. It's the Shop Amazon tab. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra because they kick us a little percentage for you going and doing your shopping through them, and we do appreciate it. It helps keep the show free for you and my bikes off the ground in my kitchen. Sam, is this the first time you've seen the bike rack in action?
Yes, it is.
I actually...
I didn't even know. I thought you made that up, and I had to turn and look when you said it.
I actually had to move your chair because I set it up originally, and your head was going to hit the rear wheel of my new bike.
At least it's the new one on top with a nice clean tire.
Well, yeah. It's still been out on the street.
Oh, gross.
It ain't that clean.
You didn't run over some dog poop.
Not that I'm aware of, but there's dog poop everywhere. So
yes, there is.
At one point or other, yes.
There's
yes,
even human poop out there.
That bike rack used to be over $100. $46. $46.
Amazon Prime for the win, baby.
Free
baby.
Shipping.
On that big ass thing. That thing's heavy, dude.
It's not that heavy, but if you're an Amazon Prime member, two-day shipping is free. Although being an Amazon Prime member is not free, but there's ton. They've got the Amazon Instant Video, the Amazon Music, all that other stuff, so check that out. Through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Thank you so much.
And all they also have a storing like photo and other stuff service that they've
been
pushing recently.
They have all sorts of little things here and there that pop up.
I love them. I think Amazon's awesome.
You know what? Anything that is competition to hopefully push down cable prices and give people more choices.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing. All right. It's time for Florida Corner where Florida...
Woo!
One Florida man, namely the governor, has banned some words, sort of. According to a report published by the Miami Herald on Sunday, officials at Florida's Environmental Protection Agency have been banned from using the terms climate change and global warming ever since Republican Governor Rick Scott took office in 2011. They can't use those terms. State environmental officials, they can't use them. With much of its population living on the coastline, Florida is one of the states most threatened by rising sea levels. But former employees of the state's Department of Environmental Protection say they were banned from mentioning it and related climate change topics by name. This from the Miami Herald. DEP officials have been ordered not to use the term climate change or global warming in any official communications, emails, or reports. That's according to former DEP employees, consultants, volunteers, and records obtained by the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting. Who knew there was such a thing? The policy goes beyond semantics as in affected reports, educational efforts, and public policy in a department with about 3,200 employees and a $1.4 billion, with a B, billion-dollar budget. The unwritten policy was reportedly instituted in 2011 when the then newly elected Scott appointed Herschel Vineyard Jr., a former Jacksonville shipyard executive, as the head of the agency. Deputy General Counsel Larry Morgan was giving us a briefing on what he expected with the new secretary. That's according to former DEP attorney Christopher Byrd, saying he received a warning to beware of the words global warming, climate change, and sea level rise, and advised not to use those words in particular. Yeah, don't actually talk about what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
And it won't be happening. So that's how it works, right?
It does work.
So I find it interesting that all the bad weather has happened in all the places that don't believe in global warming.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Like North Carolina has gone through all four seasons like in the last month.
Right.
Up and down. And everybody, my favorite was the moronic senator from Oklahoma who said, held up a snowball in Congress and said, how can there be global warming? Look, I have this snowball that I made from snow right outside the Capitol. I guarantee you he made someone go out and make the snowball for him.
Right,
he didn't actually do it. But that's the dumbest goddamn thing.
He doesn't understand what
no.
the whole concept is.
No. Stephen Colbert said it once. I just had a delicious ham sandwich, therefore there is no world hunger problem.
Right.
Same idea. So, yeah, no talking about it. No talking about it in Florida. It's bad times. Let's see what else.
Now you got me wanting a ham sandwich. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want a ham sandwich?
I do.
Excuse me. I'm going to clear my throat here for a second. God, I hate it when I get to the end of the show and I'm like, gremlins. You know, a sip of refreshing Molson Export will help.
Ooh, that's the Canadian export. Damn, son. Drink it. All of a sudden, you're talking like Barry White. Smooth pipes.
Canadian Barry White.
That would be hoser.
That would be Gordon Lightfoot. God, I can't clear it. All right. So that's almost near the end of the show. Let's do a little bit of this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
Excuse me. Had to clear my throat there for a second. Hey, got some news for everybody. Our old friend Gordy Little is no longer with the Press Republican.
What?
That's right. No longer with the Press Republican. That's the bad news.
Things are changing.
The good news is he has a new home. That's right. Denton Publications found out he was a free agent and snapped him up.
Whoa, of course they did.
That's right. And now he has a column called Little Bits.
Uh-oh.
This one's titled Horses.
Uh-oh.
When I was little and I ran up to my dad begging for something we couldn't afford, he would raise his huge hands and say, shut up, bitch. No, I'm sorry. He said, hold your horses. Let's talk about it. What is there about mankind and horses? Before we died, we asked our father to speak his entire private and professional life onto tape. His childhood was the stuff movies are made of. For a time, they had no housing and spent their nights sleeping in stables beneath the horses. Beneath the horses? I don't know.
It's warmer though.
I was going to be like, what?
I know. It conjures a weird picture. My grandfather was a teamster. Each morning he took his son, Russell, his team and wagon, and parked along a city street waiting to be enlisted to move anything that would fit on the wagon. My dad paid his dues by using his tremendous strength to load and unload heavy objects, sometimes carrying them up many flights of stairs. Growing up, I saw my father rip a New York City telephone book in half and snap a new clothesline with his bare hands. When it was time for the county fair, I always headed for the horse pull competition. I watched the interaction between farmers and their teams. Sometimes the man who whispered to the horses encouraged them to pull the heaviest load. Often bigger teams with screaming owners pulled less. In grade school, my preacher dad had a mission church in Hogansburg. My Native American friends, the Garrows, owned a Shetland pony, and my days were complete when they allowed me to climb aboard.
Beautiful tale.
Right? In high school, I spent time on the Rock Hill Farm in Moira, joining my friend Theron, riding bareback around the remnants of an ancient racetrack. On the Hilts farm. Ancient racetrack.
Wow.
On the Hilts farm where I work, I hitched a horse to a dump rake. Farmer Dave cultivated with the horse and also used it to pull hay up from the wagon with a long rope. That's page one. When I spent a summer at Adventure Town near Alexandria Bay in the mid-50s, I watched as teams were harnessed and hitched to a stagecoach every morning. Which, the 1850s, Gordy?
Right.
Oh, Adventure Town. I got to sit inside and fire off an entire box of shotgun blanks as we were chased by outlaws into the village at breakneck speed. I got to watch my friends ride the Broncos and the rodeo shows and tested my youthful strength on huge Brahma bulls. How did I not break bones? Only God knows. When I moved to Plattsburgh in 1961, I set out to find all the riding stables nearby. I enjoyed trail riding in those days. Sadly, most of those stables are long gone.
Can you bust this out hardcore rap style for me?
I was going to do that. Hold on.
Awesome.
Hold on 1 second. Let me.
I feel like you might even need to take it back another paragraph. I feel like the last part might sound really good.
It might. Let me. Okay. This is normally what we do with that.
What you got?
Where you go,
Gordy?
When I moved to Plattsburgh in 1961, I set out to find the riding stables nearby. I enjoyed trail riding in those days. Sadly, most of those stables are long gone, but a few remain. I haven't ridden in years. I'm not certain there's a horse around here that could hold my backside. If there were, I'm not at all sure I could climb aboard without help from a crane. The Gales in Moira and Jack Connell in Keysville gave me the pleasure at a horse races during county fairs. Jack's daughter, Maria, continues riding and boarding horses on the farm. I love seeing photos from their frequent rides with friends. Most of us get excited to watch the Kentucky Derby every year. I worked in radio for years with Ann Tara Savage. Her daughter, Carla, loved to ride as a tyke and now owns a wonderful horse ranch in Arizona.
As a tyke?
My brother's granddaughter, Rosie, has worked with horses for years, and I follow her daily posts about that love affair with equines, including her little mare, Sparrow. Daphne Wright operates a riding school in Saranac. When I watch these people with their horses, I have no doubt that their special relationships are inborn. We enjoy beer commercials with the famous Clydesdales. I enjoyed announcing at the Morgan shows in the past. If you love horses as I do, you know the bond is natural. They have been an integral part of human history. Kay's father, the late Alfred Vaughn, used to tell of horse races through Morrisonville in the days of dirt roads.
You know my wife rides around my back.
As a matter of fact, when Kay was born, her dad hitched up the team and headed through the blizzard to find a doctor who could help. I have a friend who feels compelled to paint horses, and I have written a fun ghost...
Compelled to paint horses?
Paint horses. And I have written a fun ghost story about it. I've written a fun ghost story about it from Macomb Street in Plattsburgh. Want to take a guess as to the tallest horse on record?
I think it's
21
feet.
No, it's 21
hands.
It's 21, 2.5 hands. A hand is 4 inches. 3,340 pounds. He was born in England, 1846. He was named Samson, then Mammoth, because he needed two names. He was that motherfucking big.
Hella thug.
Actually, the last line is, now that's a horse. Hey, columnist Gordy Little is a weekly contributor to Denton Publications, and he may be reached. He got his own email now. Gordy. Son. Gordy at denpubs.com.
We should send Gordy a link to... Nate Darling show.
I don't know.
He might write a poetic rant about us.
It might be better off like the guy who didn't know what Yelp was.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
Saying.
Yeah.
So I went to his Facebook page just to see what his Facebook page looks like.
Horses.
Let's go back.
Horses.
27.3 degrees, no breeze, snowing steadily over the river with cloudy skies at 5:37 AM.
He's an early bird, isn't he?
26.8 degrees, partly cloudy, snow has stopped, and I can see the moon at 5:55 a.m.
No way!
26.4 degrees, snowing lightly once again at 6:52 a.m. 41 degrees, brilliant sunshine and winds 18 miles per hour at 11 a.m. All caps, hope.
Damn, son. Who wakes up at 5:30 a.m. and spends their time staring at the thermometer and...
Temperature now back down to 38.6 degrees with sunshine at 11:32 a.m.
Take it back like a couple days. Can we see if there's something that's not weather on there?
Help us watch the ice in the river and please let us know if you see anything moving. Why didn't I know ahead of time that Lady Cardinal Hockey West Championship was available free on the internet? After the first period, pure chance led me to their site and made that discovery. Fantastic game. Ladies, 4-0 after they beat us 3 precious times. Wow.
He's quite the poet, though.
Yeah, so...
beat us 3 precious times.
Yeah, so that was...
Thank you, Gordy.
Yeah, it's mostly... It's mostly weather stuff on his Facebook page, so...
Yeah.
That's...
I'm surprised he's not a meteorologist.
No, he just likes looking at the weather out the back window. He's retired, aside from that once-a-week column.
Okay.
Which I like to call Gordy's Gold.
Gordy's gold every time.
I was afeard it was going away.
Right.
And then I saw the announcement.
No, he got a new home.
Got a new home. Thank you, Denton Publications. Denpubs.com. And that's small town news for this week on the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a great weekend. Sam, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Nate.
Kareem, wasn't it nice not to yell at each other for a show?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's very peaceful. Nice. Diana, hope to see you back here next week. Hope everything is going smoothly. Next week, full report on the San Francisco Armory and the kink.com tour.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that. That's what we're talking about. And yeah, I'm still obsessed with Creedence Clearwater Revival, so sorry.
Give it to me, baby.
Yeah. This is Run Through the Jungle on the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a great weekend. Bye-bye.